Good morning, Church of the Valley.
I'm gonna move these. Hopefully, Gabby doesn't shoot me for this. But hey, good morning on this glorious Palm Sunday morning. What a wonderful time for us to get together. Hey, I want to give a hand for these kids. Right? That was so much fun seeing them up there with their palm branches. Oh, that was so great. Hey, I just want to give you a heads up. Right off the bat, if you came in this morning and you opened up your bulletin and you didn't see any notes, you're probably wigging out right now. Oh my goodness, I need my notes! That's right, we had a little debacle, but you know what? If you pull out your phone and pull up your app, we actually got them on the app. So maybe it's a good thing to force you to get you on your app. You need a little technology in your life. But anyway, we've got them there for you. And then we've got the PowerPoint on screen, so we're able to fix some of that. Hey, but again, welcome to Palm Sunday. It's good to be here. We fail in recognizing the obvious, stuff that is kind of right in front of our faces. I think we've all been through that. You know, it's kind of like when the dad's at the front of the refrigerator, he's got the refrigerator door open. Honey, where's the milk? It's right in front of your face. I've been there so many times. Honey, have you seen my glasses? Look on your head. They're right. They've been there the whole time. You know, sometimes, folks, we fail to recognize the obvious. Not unlike the story about the teenager. I want to read you the story because I think it's perfect for this. It's not like the story about the teenager who just got his driver's license and was negotiating with his father about the possibility of getting a little more time with the family car for dates and hanging out with friends. His father, a pastor, called him in and they began to talk about it. The father said, "Son, I've noticed you've become real anxious about this, so I'll make a deal with you. First, get your grades up. You've been getting low C's, so if you get them up to A's and B's, that'll be the first part of the deal. And while I'm at it, I need you to get a little more serious about your Bible study. You also got friends at church who sometimes meet, even at your school. And I know our church has a great youth group, so you need to be more involved in that. And one more thing. You need to cut your hair. Hair's too long. We've talked about this before." The boy frowned, but grudgingly agreed. Several weeks had passed and the dad called him into a study and said, "Son, I want you to know that over the past few weeks, I've been really proud of you. You've been working hard and your grades have gone up and that's great. It's wonderful. And your Bible study, it's picked up as well. I've even seen you on occasion in the morning alone with your Bible. I also heard from your friends that you've been more engaged at youth group and I commend you for that. However, you haven't cut your hair." Young man paused and said, "You know, Pops, I've been thinking about that, and I've noticed in my studies of the Bible that Samson had long hair. In fact, most likely John the Baptist, who lived out in the wilderness, he had long hair too. And in every picture I've seen from artists show Jesus with long hair." His dad replied and said, "Did you also notice these men walked everywhere they went?" It's like slowly. Folks, sometimes we fail to recognize the obvious. We miss what's right in front of our face. Next week, we celebrate Easter. And, you know, I remember as a kid, I remember the Easter cantatas. Oh, the church would put on these wonderful Easter cantatas. The music would sound. The choir would sing. The performances would be spot on, and we would all join in that chorus. "Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah." Remember all that? As a kid, we always looked forward to Easter Sunday. But you know how easily we can forget the events prior to the resurrection. The prejudice. The hatred. The unfair arrest, the illegal trials, the mocking, the spitting on, the torturous beating and hanging limp on an old rugged cross and dying that grotesque death. all these events Jesus endured, kicked off by him riding in on a donkey. Folks, we can become oblivious to it. And in the midst of it, we can fail to recognize who Jesus is and what he came to do. So turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, we're going to look at the first 11 verses. We're taking a break out of our series in Romans. So if you're new here, I'd advise you come back. We're doing an awesome study in Romans. It's been fun. It's been great. But we're going to take a break here for Palm Sunday and for Easter. And for this morning, we'll be camped out in Matthew 21. So obviously, as I've already stated, it is Palm Sunday, which churches all over the world reflect on Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem as palm branches are laid out before him. We call it the triumphal entry because Jesus officially presents himself as king to the nation of Israel. But we're in Matthew's gospel. In Matthew's gospel, it's recorded as the beginning of Jesus's rejection. A rejection